NBC Radio continues its all-star parade of bands celebration across the nation with the music of the great Duke Ellington and his band. Hi, this is KPRC's Tim Nolan speaking from Houston's Astro Hall in the shadow of the eighth wonder of the world, Houston's Astrodome. And we're about 5 minutes away from welcoming in the new year here in Texas with Duke Ellington and his great band. Across the nation.
Thank you.
The great Duke Ellington. May I welcome you to Houston, Duke.
Thank you very much, Tim.
What are we going to do for our first
number? We're going to dedicate it to all these beautiful people. Fat and Doll.
Hey. Across the nation, I would like to introduce the major domo of Astro World, the Astrodome and Astro Hall, Judge Roy Hoffhines, to wish the entire United States a Happy New Year. Judge?
Thank you, Tim. From everybody down in Texas, where tonight we have thousands assembled here in the Astor Hall for what will be the largest New Year's party in America and will continue to be that for succeeding years. May I, on behalf of everybody in Texas, wish you a happy New Year.
Watkins, the groovy kids, the cool and groovy kids.
Of Texas, Happy New Year. Some 25,000 people gathered at the biggest New Year's Eve party in the world. Now back to the music of Duke and his great band.
Aristocracy. If you want to be the B2B, I'll be cool and groovy for me.
If you want to, you may be.
When you're lucky and you want to be pretty, you may XYZ, I'll be cool and groovy for me. We'll jump the hop. Of a merry-go-round.
If you want to be a downtown kid, be a funny or a soul kid, baby, just be careful not to flip your lid. Be cool and groovy for me.
On a soul kick bit, just be careful not to flip your lid. Oh, be cool, Lord, and groovy for me. Oh, be cool, hey, and groovy for me. Be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy.
That's Chris Turner, Stoney Watkins, cool and groovy for me. And now, Johnny Hodges will sustain the cool and groovy with a prelude to A Kiss.
Thank you.
great Duke Ellington band here at the Astro Hall in Houston. Things ain't what they used to be.
Jam with Sam from Willie Cook to Cat Anderson. Go.
Thank you.
Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, from stage number 2 here at Astro Hall, thanks to the music of the great Duke Ellington and his band, our Astro Ball continues with the music of a really great group, and here now are the New Ideas.
I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know
finally
you.
Finally, I found searching all around just was not the answer.
What I thought was true looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Well, it's been some time, and I guess that I'm just meant to be a rover.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, you know, when we were in college, folk songs and hootenannies were the thing. And we kind of wondered about hootenannies and folk songs in other lands. Take Latin America, for instance. Over there, they would do a folk song to a bossa nova beat. So here you have the going thing version of a bossa nova hootenanny, or as we call it, a bossa nova.
I heard a song with an old-time rhythm, a singer sang, and I sang it with him. I changed the words, then I changed the rhythm, and here is the way the song sounds.
Belong together like peas and clover. Green sleeves and the bossa nova was love on the very first time.
Oh, my darling Clementine, bossa nova Clementine, darling, you were lost and gone forever.
Bossa nova,
please. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, 'cause I'm going to Tijuana, where the love is always free.
Wasn't the same. Frankie found the Johnny her lover was fooling around the undercover. And all she said when she discovered was, oi.
Stay tuned for the Kirby Stone Company from Chicago next on NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands. And then we'll be back in Houston basketball for the continuing New Year's dance party with the dance of the music of Les Brown and of Renown. This is KPRC's Tim Nolan with engineer Bob Green and Obie Johnson and all of us from Houston wishing you and yours a very happy New Year. The portion of NBC's All-Star Dance Parade was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians.
The Kirby Stone Company next on NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands, followed by the great bands of Harry James, Lawrence Welk, and Les Brown, all on the NBC Radio Network.
WNBC-FM, New York.
Do you borrow money to finance gambling? Gamblers Anonymous has helped literally hundreds who had a gambling problem to return to normal, happy lives. There are no dues or fees for membership, only a desire to stop gambling. In Gamblers Anonymous, compulsive gambling is treated as an illness, not a malicious vice. Many problem gamblers who previously tried to stop by themselves and failed have found the necessary strength through the fellowship of Gamblers Anonymous. It offers wonderful help back to honest living and away from the turmoil and nightmare of compulsive gambling. This self-destructive addiction has proven to be a progressive illness. If you are one of the estimated 6 million Americans suffering from this problem, act now by calling Gamblers Anonymous at Murray Hill 97500. Don't gamble with your life. The stakes are too high.
NBC Radio continues its New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands, celebrating with the Kirby Stone Company from the London House in Chicago. From the London House in Chicago. It's a cool 7 below 0 in Chicago, and we've got a cold 23-mile-per-hour wind blowing in off Lake Michigan. But it's a warm, happy new year to you from all the folks at the London House here in Chicago, where we're presenting the wonderful Kirby Stone Company, and it's an evening of fun. from the world-famous Michigan Avenue at Wacker Drive. Promises of a great year are extended as Entertainment Plus is presented by Kirby Stone and Company. Jimmy Webb is responsible for this great one. By the time we get to Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. And she'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I left that girl so many times before. Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just till the phone keep on ringing off the wall.
I get to Phoenix.
Go.
I think most of us associate the name Kirby Stone with the Kirby Stone Four. It seems that you multiplied here, Kirby.
Yes, we did. Actually, we disorganized. At least I left the Kirby Stone Four several months ago. In order to utilize the talents of these fine youngsters you see here, the average age is about 23. And a lot of the folks around the country, some of the adults that feel that the youngsters don't have anything to say musically, are very, very wrong. So it's quite a nice thing to be able to present all these youngsters, Floyd. It really is a kick.
The average age is about 23. We have about, what, 8 or 9 people on the stage here, Kirby?
There are 8 altogether, 8 uh-huh. total.
8 people on stage, and they all do different things, right?
You're speaking musically.
Oh, musically, of course.
Well, yeah.
The average age will be 18.
Yes, it's actually everybody has something else to present. One of the problems in doing a show or a floor show is you're limited to about 40 minutes. And, well, Lee, who plays the all the high notes on a trumpet, or Gene, can do 40 minutes on their own. So it's kind of, you know, kind of a tough thing to do.
Marvelous. For our vast NBC audience that is listening to us all across the nation now, Kirby, why don't you tell them just who you have in the group and then introduce the next song that they're going to do for us.
All right, fine. Perhaps one at a time might even be better. I mentioned Gene, I mentioned Lee. Right now, we'd like to introduce all you folks here at the London House and across the country to Andy Michelin at the piano. Andy's from Dallas, Texas, and he's very unique in the fact that he's standing right now. Andy is very different. He's a little Texan. But if you want to hear some fine jazz, listen to this Beatles tune called I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends. Go, Andy. 3, 4.
Friends.
get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
My friends.
Andy Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen.
That's some kind of a piano player you have there, Kirby. It seems like he had a little help, too.
Yeah, that's he did have a little help. Why I mentioned that it might be more preferable not to introduce all the guys at once is right now we'd like to have you meet Lee Raymond, who has been playing for the folks all evening, as have all the guys. And he does a very remarkable job on a song that came from the book and the picture, Exodus. The title, of course, is also Exodus, Floyd.
Beautiful. Lee Raymond. Listening to the All-Star Parade of Bands over the NBC Radio Network. We're coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, the world-famous London House, where we're meeting the various members of the Kirby Stone Band. We just met Lee Raymond. Kirby, who is our privilege to meet next?
Well, I don't know. This is my turn, I figure.
I think you deserve one.
Yeah, this is kind of a dedicatory piece to anybody you don't particularly dig. Goes like this. Everybody has the right to be wrong at least once. Everybody has the right to be dunce. Like once, like a not being too smart. If no disgrace, what sets you apart is smiling with egg on your face. I do that a lot. It's not smart to bet your heart that you'll win when you won't. Only fools go walking on thin ice twice. You and life can skip the strife and you'll both get along. 'Cause all it takes is simply saying you're wrong when you're wrong. And everybody has the right to be wrong. I tell you, it's not class to bet your life that you win when you won't. Even Rockefeller called for price twice. You and life can skip the strife and you both get along. Because all it takes is simply saying you're wrong when you're wrong. And everybody has
has the right to be. It can be a real delight to be.
Stone. Everybody has the right to be wrong. Well, Kirby, it's already New Year's in New York. It's New Year's in Chicago, as a matter of fact, but I still don't think it's too late for us to do a thing about Broadway, do you?
Hey, that'd be a good idea. As a matter of fact, I kind of forgot that we listed this, and but it's something that incorporates the talents of everybody. And as you mentioned before, the young lady that sings with our group, Floyd, her name is Kim Carmichael. She's from the coast. The tall, good-looking chap, which is to indicate there's only one. That's David Grant, also from Los Angeles. Gene Lorenzo is from Boston, Massachusetts, and Gene is very unique. He's half Italian, half Jewish, which makes him a bagel. You don't get too many. You really don't get a lot of those. At the drums is Buddy Charles from Canton, Ohio, now from Las Vegas, where he is a known car thief. We'd also
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, I guess you're right. On the bass, and a terribly funny guy, whom I hope everybody gets to meet sooner or later, is Jimmy Martinez from New York City. You already met Andy Michelin. And let's see. That's about it. That about covers it.
I wonder if we could get a round of applause for these wonderful
for the
people who are entertaining you here, huh? The marvelous Kirby Stone Company. And what about Kirby Stone himself? A great entertainer, huh?
Here's a lullaby of Broadway for you.
Lullaby, lullaby, pretty lullaby, 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 pretty lullaby. Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock by your baby round, till everyone gets hazy. Hush, lullaby, lullaby, you listen, man. You hear the sugar daddy say, and baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Barely gets sleep so you get low. Pretty when you wake up in the evening, gotta be when you gotta get ready to set with a big spender. The milkman's on his way. A dreaming of a diamond like the lock up. You wonder and a million every side around the trip to the altar goes high. You go to Paris on the rest of your life. Well, let's call it a day.
Go!
Hey! Do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-
Lullaby of Broadway. Thank you so much, Kirby. You know, it's one thing about the songs that are presented by the Kirby Stone Company, as we have to call them now, because it is a huge group. But nevertheless, they are infectious, and that they cause you to sing along with them. They kind of make you want to hum along. I can't help it when I get up here. Do you feel the same way? Isn't he great? Yeah, it kind of makes you want to go along.
Groovy.
Maybe you have something else that you would like to bring back a memory or two with us, with Kirby?
I'll tell you, if you don't mind, I think I'm going to switch the lineup now and have the folks meet David Grant and Kim Carmichael. A very, very pretty song. This is also written by one of the new writers, and it's gotten just so much play, it'd be a shame to leave it out. As a matter of fact, you kids don't mind if I dedicate this to Mike and Grady, do you?
Not at all.
All right, Groovy. This one is called Green Apples.
When I wake up in the morning, with my head on her mind, she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table, while the kids are going off to school, goodbye.
So I reach out and take his hand, and say, how are you feeling, hon?
And I look across at smiling lips, and warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say, God.
There's no such thing as Tartarus, Disneyland, and Mother Goose, no nursery rhymes. God did make a little green apple sit to ring in an Indianapolis in the summertime. And when my soap is dripping low, I think about her face to glow, it eases my mind.
Now sometimes I call her up at home, when she's busy, and I ask if she could get away and maybe meet me.
So I drop what I'm doing and hurry down to meet him, and he's always late.
But she sits waiting patiently. She smiles when she sees me. She's made that way. And if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say, oh,
God did make a little green apples and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
James, Lawrence Welk, Ronnie Cole, and Pete Fountain. You've been listening to Kirby Stone and Company from the world-famous London House in Chicago, Illinois, on the All-Star Parade of Bands. This portion of NBC's New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Continue to ring in the new year with NBC Radio. Next, NBC Radio News, followed by Les Brown and his band of renown from the Astro. You've been listening to Kirby Stone and Company from the world-famous London House in Chicago, Illinois, on the All-Star Parade of Bands. This portion of NBC's New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Continue to ring in the new year with NBC Radio. Next, NBC Radio News, followed by Les Brown and his band of renown from the Astrodome in Houston. Floyd Brown speaking here on the NBC Radio Network.
How about a nice thank you for Floyd Brown from NBC? Come on, everybody. A great big one. Yay, Floyd.
Hi, this is Charlie Brown. Goodwill is successful in rehabilitating handicapped people because of teamwork. All the staff and employees join forces to make each person feel welcome and help him learn new skills and develop good work habits. The newcomer quickly discovers he's treated as an individual and is welcome to participate in activities and take advantage of the many services available to Goodwill workers. Parties and trips planned by the Employees Club add to his social opportunities. The new handicapped worker develops self-confidence as he discovers that Goodwill is helping him to learn a skill and broaden his life. Goodwill's goal for each disabled person is to help that individual live as complete a life as possible. But Goodwill Industries needs you on its team, too. Goodwill's whole program for the handicapped depends on your donations and support.
WNBC FM, New York. NBC Radio News on the hour. Here's Bill Fitzgerald.
The Viet Cong have kept their word this time. They have released three American prisoners of war captured last year. The U.S. soldiers were turned over to five American officers New Year's morning on a riverbank 50 miles northwest of Saigon. The freedmen are identified as Specialist 4th Class James Brigham of Ocala, Florida, and Thomas Jones of Linville, Indiana. The third soldier is Private 1st Class Donald Smith of Akron, Pennsylvania. All three of the men are reported to be in good physical condition. The release came after the American negotiating team bargained for less than 2 hours with five Viet Cong agents at the prearranged site. The communists called for the meeting after a similar bargaining session failed on Christmas Day. The freed Americans are now in a military hospital near Saigon. All of them expressed happiness over their freedom, as did their families here in the United States. The men are expected to leave for home in the very near future. Israel claims that Arab guerrillas fired rockets into an Israeli village on the Lebanese border New Year's Eve, killing three persons. Officials in Lebanon deny the charge, say that it was manufactured to justify a buildup of Israeli forces on the frontier. Earlier Tuesday night, the UN Security Council unanimously condemned Israel for her attack on the Beirut airport last Saturday. Israel promptly rejected the resolution, said it violated the UN Charter and thus was worthless. The Security Council stipulated that Lebanon was entitled to reparations for losses suffered in the attack, but it failed to name any specific amount. In Cleveland, Joseph Hayek, president of the North American Arab Federation, commented on the Security Council action.
Well, I was most certainly pleased and surprised to see the United Nations for the first time in its history take a stand of a positive stand of this nature. I would have liked to see the United Nations respect itself a little more by taking a full action. I think political and diplomatic sanction should have been the answer to the brutal attack of Israel.
President-elect Nixon is in Los Angeles to attend the Rose Bowl game on New Year's Day. On the flight from Florida, Mr. Nixon told newsmen he will name three or four top deputies to Secretary of State designate William Rogers on Saturday. At the same time, there are reports that the Attorney General of Massachusetts, Elliot Richardson, will get the number two post in the State Department. Informed sources say Richardson will be named Under Secretary of State to serve with Rogers. President Johnson advised Congress New Year's Eve that he plans no recommendations for tax changes during the remaining days of his administration. The details in this report from Carl Stern with the presidential party in Texas.
In the final hours of 1968, President Johnson disposed of one last piece of business, discovering the luxury of being able to pass the buck to an incoming president. When Congress enacted the tax surcharge last spring, it ordered a comprehensive reworking of tax policy to be submitted by the 31st of December. However, after last-minute conferences at the ranch with Treasury Secretary-designate David Kennedy and by phone with congressional leaders, the president announced any revisions in the way Americans are taxed would come from the Nixon administration, since it is Mr. Nixon who will have to live with any changes. With that, the president put aside affairs of state for a private New Year's Day with Mrs. Johnson. It was conceded, however, the president would take some time to work on the State of the Union message, which he is considering delivering live to Congress. That has never been done by an outgoing president, since it might steal the thunder of the new president. But on that, Mr. Johnson has not yet indicated he will defer to Mr. Nixon. Carl Stern, NBC News, with the president in Texas.
An Air Force T-39 jet trainer crashed tonight near Langley Field, Virginia. Six airmen died in the accident. The two-man crew and four other servicemen who were hitchhiking a ride. The plane was on its final approach to Langley Field when it crashed in a wooded area. Officials say the aircraft was returning to its home base from a flight to Homestead Air Force Base in Florida. President Johnson will honor the three Apollo astronauts and their families at the White House ceremony January 9th. The president will award the spacemen NASA's highest award, its Distinguished Service Medal. In New York tonight, Governor Rockefeller announced the astronauts have accepted an invitation to come to the city on January 10th. They will take part in what is called a day of special observance. And Mayor Lindsay says this will include a ticker tape parade through the city streets and a welcoming ceremony at City Hall. Once again, the hour's top story. The Viet Cong released three American prisoners of war New Year's morning near Saigon. All three of the U.S. soldiers are reported to be in good physical condition. They were handed over to a U.S. negotiating team on a riverbank 50 miles from Saigon following a two-hour bargaining session. Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News, New York.
This has been NBC Radio News.